How are we looking? I look all right. God. Lucky I'm married.
Jesus Christ. The front of your head literally looks like a toupee right now.
I'm not having a glass of wine. I'm having six. It's called a tasting and it's classy.
Is it really?
Swear to God. We're keeping this in. Welcome to episode 2 of Beers. Caleb has a toupee on if you're seeing this on video. I probably won't put this part on video, but Jesus Christ.
It does not look like a toupee. You're just being a dick.
No, it did, man. Go do that thing you just did again. Like when you push it up, it looks like it was blown off in the wind.
Oh, I put a lot of gel on my hair. I have naturally curly-ass hair, so I have no choice but to put a shit ton of product in. Go fuck yourself. It's something I live with.
Your struggle, the things you must endure in life.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What you sipping on today?
I got these tall boys, Labatt Blue Citra. Give me that sponsorship.
Let's also fucking Labatt, go.
Also got a Labatt tattoo, Labatt Blue. Feel free to sponsor me.
Motherfucking scholarship.
I love you. Anyway.
I'm drinking out of a wine glass tonight. I got some Black Box premium wine, the Pinot Noir. We're feeling good. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? Maybe we should say, welcome to Beards and Beers. That's Nathan. Or, sorry, that's not your name.
Oh, introduced each other. Yeah.
You're two beers. He's two beers with Nathan. I'm not. Welcome to the second official episode.
Yeah, we getting fancy. So, earlier today, we posted some bold takes in football that you had. And I'm going to share with the audience that you have predicted the Jets will beat Dallas in the Meadowlands. Now, I'm going to read the responses, and then I want to get your reasoning behind such a thing. Okay?
Sounds good. Let's go.
So, one of the responses is, did he do this blindfolded? A response to you picking Green Bay over the Lions was, does he know that in the last four games, Detroit is 4-0 against Green Bay? Just saying, with a cheers of beers. And there was one more, let me find it, comment. Two shaky ones, Philly at Mini and Pitt at the Chargers, are decimated on O-line, just lost all-pro starting center this week. Good luck, though. So
I wasn't even listening to that last one. What'd you say?
Let me get back to that. Two shaky picks, Philly at Mini and Pittsburgh at the Chargers, are decimated on their O-line, just lost all-pro starting center. Good week. Good luck, though. Oh, and somebody, what? The Giants are going to win. that one just got posted right now. Oh, right. Shit. So we're not going to talk about the Giants Thursday game because that's going to probably be going on as we finish getting this together. So the thing I want you to defend is you picking the Jets over the Cowboys. Let's go. What's your reasoning behind it?
Well, the Cowboys are really down right now, and I really don't think that the Cowboys are who we think they are. They played three really shitty teams right off the bat, and they looked good. But who wouldn't? I mean, they still have a solid off. They have one of the best offensive lines in all of football have for a long time, right? There's no denying that. I could stand back there in QB and probably be pretty decent, especially with the guy you got in the backfield in Ezekiel Elliott. So that's not justifying why I'm picking the Jets. Sam Darnold has been cleared to play. He's coming back. He's coming back from that kissy face disease, and he's going to tear it up. And why is he going to tear it up? Because he feels like he has something to prove. He comes to New York as the guy, right? Sam motherfucking Darnold. And it's not even the cool side of New York. I get that them and the Giants share the same stadium. But for some reason, the Jets come across more of like the used guys kind of fucking team, yep, as opposed to the Giants.
Yeah, I'm walking here. Type
exactly
guys.
Right, like almost Boston-esque. That just like mean street New York. Like it's like liking the Cubs and liking the White Sox. One South Side through and through. You don't fuck with them, and the other one's just a bitch. You know what I mean?
I love the analogy.
So, anyways, going back to my point. Sam Darnold's coming back. He's got something to prove. Le'Veon Bell in the backfield, he's got something to prove, too. He hasn't done Le'Veon Bell things, you know what I mean? And he's posted on Twitter, you know, stick with us. We're your team. And they're going to prove it at home against a defeated Dallas Cowboys. Called it an upset because on paper, for sure, Dallas looks better. But I'm telling you right now, if the Jets are going to win a game this year, a game that really matters. They've won a game, but if they're going to win a game that matters this year, it's this one. This one right now at home against a team that people are like, what are they? Are they good? I don't think they are. I'm going to say it right now. I think the Cowboys are the Cowboys. Maybe they'll come in a wild card spot for the playoffs this year, but I don't see them doing anything after that. I don't want to go on a tangent there, but that's my justification on why the New York Football Jets. Yeah, I know what I did. The New York Football Jets are going to beat the Dallas Cowboys.
All right, you heard it here first. All right, man. Last week you came at me with the fuck, marry, kill. And so it's my turn to present it. You ready?
Do it.
All right, so we got fuck, marry, kill, or kill, marry, fuck.
However, fuck, you marry, do it. Marry.
Yeah, all right. So we got Domino's, Pizza Hut, and Papa John's.
Easy.
That greasy pizza hitter, boy.
Way too easy. I'm killing the fuck out of Pizza Hut. I hate Pizza Hut. Too greasy. Their breadsticks are great, but that's not any reason to marry or fuck. You gotta have pizza that's good, and I don't like their pizza. I'm gonna date, what was it, Papa John's or Murphy's? You should have picked Little Caesars. That would have made it way more complicated, but that's okay.
It would have. I said Papa John's.
Okay, so Papa John's, I'm gonna date. You take a little bit of extra work. You're not the convenience I'm looking for. Definitely not wifey material.
Wait, Dave, are you going with the F option or Mary?
Oh yeah. What's the difference?
Well, Mary like is like, hey, I'm gonna
have right.
this
ever.
F is like, hey, yeah.
So when
here's
I say
a
date, obviously. You know, I'm saying fuck. I'm gonna fuck that one. Cause you don't do that. And when you're married,
you don't put your dick in pizza.
No, not when you're married. And then I'm gonna marry Domino's. I fucking love Domino's. I think Domino's gets a bad reputation because it's popular. I think they have one of the best pizzas out there. They're a chain for a reason. That shit's good.
I like how you brought up it's a chain for a reason. I agree with you on the marrying Domino's. We used to get that $5.99 takeout deal quite a bit back when we were working together. But I'm gonna split it up.
And let me just point for the record: Two Beers and I are one of the, and we will openly go on this podcast and say, pineapple absolutely belongs on pizza.
Yeah,
fucking
man.
Fight me,
dude. That okay. Everyone wants to talk about immigration and all these other bullshit issues, man. We need to get down to getting rid of these people that talk shit about pineapple on pizza. So I'm going to say this. I agree. I'm going to marry Domino's for Pizza Hut. That stuffed crust pizza, man. I remember when it came out. I remember getting my PlayStation demo disc. So I'm gonna have that one night stand with Pizza Hut. I'm going to remember it. And it's going to be good. And I'm going to say kill Papa John's because I got a lot of extra Peyton Manning after he retired. Now I'm seeing Shaq on these commercials. And it's just kind of eh to me.
That dude really fucked himself, unfortunately. He got too controversial and then he just ruined himself. It's unfortunate. People don't realize, like, when you're held under a microscope, you just – there's some things you just don't do. And that's getting too deep into the weeds here. But, yeah, I could agree with you there. And to be honest with you, I don't really know if I've ever had Papa John's.
Dude, I've had it once, and it was at the second worst job I ever had on, like, a call night where we had to stay late and call people cold calling. And I just remember it being, like – terrible and expensive and not getting any of it till it was cold. So maybe they're a victim of circumstance, but I'm gonna tell you what, man, Domino's.
Is that not the ready to bake one, or is that Papa Murphy's? Am I getting them confused?
Papa Murphy's is the take and bake, which
there's
is weird
many,
to me.
There's too many
because
Papas.
It's just frozen pizza. Yeah. Dude, I call
I'm
my
not
grandpa.
About that. Do you?
Dude, okay, so I call my grandpa Papa and he's gonna bring his boat into the barn again this year. And my my friend asked me and they go, "You're Papa? Your papa?" And so I'm like, excuse me, you're talking like you're dumb.
Your papa? Oh, that's pretty funny, though. I like that.
It made me uncomfortable.
Oh, shit. That's good. That was a good one. I don't agree. No, I feel like you could have made it better by throwing Little Caesars in the mix instead.
I did think about that, but I just didn't.
Little Caesars is fucking a banger too. I would have a hard time picking if I'm gonna fuck that one or marry that one over Domino's.
That would have been a hard decision because
yeah,
Domino's has, you know, the chicken, the sandwiches, the pasta. They'd have some variety.
Yeah, but if I'm going to a pizza place, like a place known for pizza, I don't really go too crazy with the variety. Just because Pizza Hut has a salad bar doesn't mean I'm going to get a salad. That's
oh, I
a lie.
Fuck salads. But, yeah, I think I left Little Caesars, like, I left Little Caesars in the dark, like a dirty little side chick, you know? Like, I kept them secrets because that $5 hot and ready, it doesn't matter. You're always going to go
one
back.
One of a kind. One of a kind, man. You can't beat that. You can't beat that.
Dude, it's good. Probably single-handedly keeping the economy up.
I agree. It's what's bringing Detroit back to life. No doubt about that.
Pretty much. Hey, speaking of Detroit, my Red Wings play at 6:30, and a couple people have asked me who are favorites for the Stanley Cup. So here it is. Two beers with Nathan. Non-biased. Top four Stanley Cup favorites. All right?
Non-biased.
Non-biased. I'm really going to be unbiased here.
All right. Non-biased. So like you're saying, like, like you will say the Penguins might be in this top four.
It
non-biased.
Unbiased, they're not. But I will say this. The LA Kings, I think you'll see a good push from them as their core is good and strong and going forward. Tampa Bay, ignore last year's early playoff exit. They still won a shit ton of games, and this is the year I think they push forward with it. So we got one from each team. I really think that Colorado is a dark horse team out of the West and another team out of the East. And obviously I have to acknowledge is I think the Bruins are built for a long playoff run. Now, some people are going to be, oh my God, you didn't even mention the Blues. They won last year. I think that the Magic and Lightning struck and it's donezo. So those are my picks.
You didn't put Vegas in there?
No, I don't think so. The reason I didn't take Vegas or San Jose is I actually think that those teams are going to meet in the playoffs. It's going to be the best series. They hate each other.
Hold on. That, I don't mean to cut you off, but does Joe Pavelski not play for San Jose anymore?
Correct. He is now playing for the Stars, who
they don't deserve to win anything then.
Yeah. Joe Pavelski owns a partial owner of the Janesville Jets, local. I think it's AAA college team down by us. So those are my four picks. Also, the Red Wings, I've only lost the one game so far, so they're going to go 79-3, and Dylan Larkin's going to score 1,000,000 points, and Anthony Mantha is going to score 500 goals.
That sounds very reasonable. I like that. Good analysis.
So, you know those Funko Pops I collect?
Yes, those are pretty cool.
Today I got Christian McCaffrey and Dylan Larkin in the mail, so I'm feeling good about the Wings tonight, but getting this Christian McCaffrey one, I'm like, oh, fuck. He didn't practice yesterday. Is he better?
You might be bad luck.
Full participant today in practice, though.
Oh, shit. There you go. I think he'll play. But I feel like if there's a game they can sit him, it's against the Bucks. Though they have been kind of like wishy-washy. Who the fuck knows what's happening there in Tampa?
They have a
great coach.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Bruce Arrington? Arrington? Is that his name? Arians? Bruce? Brooke?
Bruce Arians.
Arians. We're not here for facts, folks.
Our fact department? Fired.
Totally fired. But yeah, I don't know. Anyways, good talk.
Fuck yeah. Oh, dude, I'm stretching them. What's it called? Like, that inner part of your thighs. And don't say inner thighs.
Your groin?
Yeah, dude. You ever get like a real good groin stretch and then like you just all of a sudden feel like you could run like 2 miles?
Totally.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm so fucking fit.
So I got a good one for you this week.
Let's go.
All right, so we all have those songs, right, that bring us back to a certain time in our lives. Like, I don't care. It's called nostalgia, not nostalgia. Nostalgia is too redneck. Nostalgia. You got to put a real stall on that. So what I thought would be fun. And Nathan doesn't know what's going on right now, but I asked him earlier today, send me three songs that just bring ultimate nostalgia to you and bring you back to a time. I don't care if it was a week ago. It's you hear this song and it just brings you back. And he did. So you kind of
before you go forward, I'd like to point out that when you get a text asking you for songs, it's like borderline a romantic text gesture. Like, growing up in a generation that was able to use text messages to flirt, asking people about songs.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna make you a bitchin' mixtape after this.
It's gonna be so good.
You're gonna have such a good commute to work. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play your three songs, not all at once. I'm gonna play a clip so everybody can hear the nostalgia, and maybe they'll feel it too. And what I want you to do is I want you to tell me what it brings you back to and what you think of specifically when you hear that song. All right. So you had no time to prepare for this. It's completely on the spot. I threw my three in there too. I haven't thought about what I was going to say. This is going to be completely on the spot too. And what I encourage everybody to do, if you're listening to this, this playlist can be found on Spotify. It's called Beards and Beers, like the podcast, Nostalgia Playlist. And I think that we can do this every once in a while.
Yeah, we'll add to this. We'll add to this playlist.
I would love to. If you listen to this podcast, first of all, thank you. And second of all, get involved. Everybody listens to Spotify. I don't know if anybody really does Pandora anymore. Is that a thing?
No, man, that's a box.
And no one definitely does iTunes. If you do, why? Unless it's for podcasts. If you're listening to this podcast on iTunes, I apologize.
We're also on Spotify, too.
We are on Spotify, too, though. So we did a Spotify playlist. We'll do this more often with different types of whatever we're feeling for that week. This one specifically, Beards and Beers Nostalgia Playlist. All right, here we go, Nathan. This is the first one that you gave me.
Let's alternate between us.
It may not be the best quality, but here we go. I'm going to play a quick, let's let it kick in a little bit. And actually, you know what? I'm going to fast forward, and we're going to go.
Oh, yeah. Corn's got the life. All right. So, this is easy for me, man. This is LGMS, Lake Geneva Middle School, springtime, final month of school.
College? Getting out,
yeah,
college.
Spring, final month of school, getting on the bus, just feeling like, yeah, fuck, I'm going to go fucking run havoc with my friends. I'm going to get home, drop my backpack off, make a bagel, and get fucking at it, having fun.
I like it. I fucking like it. That's good. So middle school brings you back to you say just in general, not just like
specific
summer,
to bus, man. Yeah. Specifically, I remember just jamming on the bus back off at the end of school and just being awesome. Ready.
That's awesome. We've all been there. I like that. All right. Here's my first one.
Let's go.
Get to the chorus. This is the best part. Wait, did I skip it? There it is. All right,
tell the audience.
So this one is like just like specifically like when you think of like, so I'm obviously straight up 90s. When you think of the 90s, and if you don't think of Third Eye Blind, you weren't a product of the 90s. Can you agree?
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, no top 10 list, including anything of the 90s.
I just think of, like, and it's so funny because, like, you brought it back to a specific time. It's so funny. I feel like this song hit me before I even knew what it was good for. And it stayed with me till this day that I can be in the supermarket and this shit comes on and I'm like, fuck, I love this song. It just brings me back to a happy time in life, probably a time where I didn't pay bills and didn't have any sort of responsibility. Never Let You Go, Third Eye Blind. Great nostalgic tune. I'm sure a lot of people can agree with that one. All right, moving on to your next one. Oh, it's a good one.
Ooh.
Rage Against the Machine really, really liked to build their songs up. Oh, like, there was never, like, a just jump into it. Like, it's like,
And I, you know what? I think that adds to the nostalgia, man. Like, this just reminds me of, like, for lack of a better word, raging. Like, stealing beers, getting drunk, punching the air, dancing, smashing things, like just rebel. Fucking I'm going to do bad things, but not bad enough to go to prison type things, man.
I respect that.
All-time favorite band, Rage Against the Machine.
And that's good. I mean, I feel like they've aged well, too. They're a band that will really uphold themselves because they are a great band.
I do not feel that way about Korn. Korn did not age well.
Well, no, because they tried to get too different. If they kept playing, I could listen to old Korn all day. And I don't know if that's because I listen to
some of Korn's old hits, man. But like, and we're going to talk some full albums later, big music episode. But
Yeah. Didn't even realize it. It's a full music episode. It's pretty cool. All right, here we go. Here's my next one.
Let's do it.
Come
this
on,
almost man. Made my list.
Come on, man. We'll let this kick in. Everybody knows this one. This shit, man. Oh, my God. I could take you back specifically for this one, kind of like you did with Got the Life by Korn. This one takes me back to, I want to say I was like 6 or 7 years old. And that's when Limp Bizkit was like the thing, right? Like they were the thing. Fred Durst wearing his New York Yankee hat backwards. I remember I had one. My brother had one. Mine was blue. His was red, of course, because it was more authentic. I could never be cooler than him. I just remember like I would have like my cassette player and I would be riding my bike around and I would just repeat that song and thinking I was just so fucking cool. Cause about that same time was when the Undertaker made his comeback and he became the Dead Man Walking, right? Like Dead Man Inc. became a thing. And he came out to, well, first he came out to American Badass by Kid Rock. But then after that, he came out to Roland and fuck. That was the coolest. That song will always remind me of, like, that's my childhood. I fucking loved Limp Bizkit. They did not age well. I just wanted that. They did not age well.
So that Limp Bizkit was a big nostalgic song for me, too. I specifically remember my a middle school girlfriend, Nancy F., rocket, gorgeous woman, highly successful now. I remember talking to her on the phone. She's like, my mom came home with this. And I'm like, what? Really? It's like, yeah. I mean, it's the Walmart version, so it's edited. And I remember laughing, being like, an edited rap rock CD? That's pretty fucked up.
That's dude, stupid.
I so vividly remember being in my room. It was in the basement. And telling her, well, you're the hottest chicklet in school. And her thinking chicklet was funny and laughing a whole bunch. So it's funny how chicklet? That nostalgia brings shit back, man. Rolling by Limp Bizkit.
I don't know how you've ever been laid.
That's all a great question.
Moving on. All right, here's your next one. And you and I actually agreed on this one. Right. Straight up. Everybody's going to agree with this one too, I think, once they hear it. Here we go.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
I got goosebumps right now just thinking about it.
Where
in my
is
mind right now, I've got my N64 fucking controller in my hand right now.
I was a PlayStation kid, but yeah, same feeling, man.
Oh.
First time I heard this song and this game, I was at my boy James Herrick's friend James Herrick's house, and I just remember playing this game and being like, this game's fucking awesome. So I remember saving my money, picking it up, and just every time you hear this, man, you think of that not-so-great graphics today's standards, man, that Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1.
Oh, and it was just so much fun.
It just brings you back to, like, when you could just jam through a video game for an hour and do nothing.
They were the easiest times of our lives and some of the best times of our lives. I remember going to like my friend's house after school, getting off the bus, jamming some Tony Hawk, and that song comes on and you're there again. Fucking banger.
Oh, for sure, dude. Great song. So that's three on me. What's your final one, boy?
That's my final one right here. I like the 90s S song, you'll notice here.
Dude, this song reminds me of buffets.
Bring it to the chorus. Another nostalgic tune brings me back to that era. I mean, like all of my songs, I think yours too, bring you back to like the 90s era. And this one in particular, the Blues Traveler was my first concert I ever saw as a kid. And it goes back. This song truly shows you how powerful music was, because I saw Blues Traveler before I could even talk. And I remember the concert. I know I'm not just saying that. I do remember the concert because I thought it was just so cool. And I think it had an impact on my life in some way, not to get too serious here, but it was really cool. And I hear anything Blues Traveler, not only do I think of Roseanne, but I also think of that time in my life. And I just fucking love Blues Traveler. They are so good. That fat dude can jam a harmonica. I think he's dead now. But fucking Blues Traveler, man, let's go. I think he's dead.
I'm not sure.
I don't think you could live, being that fat, you can't live that long.
That's true.
But again,
John Goodman.
That was a good, that's a good, I like that segment. We'll do that again. We'll do different things.
I'll do different versions. But yeah, follow that playlist.
Yeah, playlist. Beards and Beers, like the podcast. Beards and Beers, Nostalgia. If you can't spell that, don't listen to this podcast. Just kidding. It's Nostalgia playlist. Check it out. Yeah. Add your shit to it. I will jam that on my commute to work. Let's go.
All right. So we're going to keep the music theme going here. We're going to do a best of draft. So we're best of draft, full albums. All right. Albums that you throw that CD in, that 8-track, that cassette tape, or even just throw on the MP3 style. You're not skipping a song.
It's easy. It's too easy. But the thing is, though, I'm afraid that our listeners aren't going to know a lot of the things that I've listened to. And hopefully it'll open them up to new things to check out.
I mean, if that's the case, these are all good options to throw on the playlist that we just talked about in previous segments.
I will. I'll do that, actually. You know what? If you're listening to this and you're going to play along, I will throw my top three albums, full albums, on this list, and Nathan will do the same.
Word. So we're going to do three just because we're going to throw these on the playlist. We don't want to overdo it, all right?
Like it.
All right. So I'm going to go first. And this is going to a little surprise you, man, because you probably have never heard me talk about this band. But I'm going to say Bush's 16 Stone.
I've never heard that in my life from you.
Yeah, but every song, dude, like, it just flows real good. Now, I'll say this. This is an album that you put on and leave. It's not a, hey, this song showed up and I like it. But when the album's on, it just flows perfect.
I like that. That's good. That's good. I'm all about that. One of mine, I actually have a tattooed on my inner forearm. You can't see it because we're on Skype, but it's Rise or Die Trying by a band called 4 Years Strong, and it is one of the best albums I've ever heard. It's such an influential, just fucking, oh, it gets you so pumped up type of album, and there's not a song on there that's bad. There's not one where you're like, eh, it's okay. They're all fucking great. Rise or Die Trying, 4 Years Strong. Let's go.
Word. So this next one is, it's a little bit of a cheat, and I'm going to acknowledge that it's a bit of a cheat, but fuck it, we make the rules. Guardians of the Galaxy Awesome Mix Volume 1. The soundtrack from the first movie, it's like bangers. Like
Michael Jackson's greatest hits.
It's true. I know it's cheating a little bit, but if you've seen the movie, like, and you listen through, it adds to it. I know that's cheating a little bit, but yeah, I'm going to go with that.
That's a good one. I'm just going with all the ones that are tattooed on my body. For starters, it's pretty easy. I have another one on my bicep here. I can't see it still. It says Set Your Goals. It's called Mutiny. Mutiny by a band called Set Your Goals. Another one of those, like, get you pumped up, real heavy punk type music. It's so awesome. It's such a great album. I still listen to it to this day. Mutiny by Set Your Goals.
All right. So my final one is the self-titled Audioslave. Their first album, just banger after banger.
I can get down with that. Audioslave is good. It's the guitarist from Rage Against the Machine. So it's like
everybody from Rage, but the lead singer.
Oh, I didn't know it was everybody. See, I'm learning new things today. That's great.
Education.
Education. So the other two I picked are pretty heavy. My last one is another. It's a self-titled album, Sublime by Sublime.
Classic.
I love me some Sublime. I'm a big Sublime guy, and that's my go-to Sublime album. The hipsters will tell me I'm not cool, but I fucking love it. So fuck you.
Word. So we didn't really do snake draft that way. We just kind of took turns doing three apiece. So those are the ones that we'll add to the playlist. I got three honorable mentions. I don't know which CD, but one of the Breaking Benjamins, dude, I used to just put that on with old Chell and just do Seasons at night. I would just stay up late, not doing homework, listening to Breaking Bad, feeling bad for myself, scoring 17-2.
That's great. That's good. What else you got?
Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, classic, but every time, like, I get the opportunity, I throw it on and the full thing works.
Like it.
And then I didn't put any of them out there, but I feel that way, and I know not everyone will, but all four Rage albums, and even their live, I could throw those on and just feel at home.
I would throw, I didn't prepare any honorable mentions, but I would throw like the Mark, Tom, and Travis show on there, or
Enema of the State.
Enema of the State is a good one, but the Mark, Tom, and Travis show, and that's their live album. Phenomenal. I was a huge Green Day guy. I loved Dookie. I loved American Idiot. I really enjoyed. Dookie's a great one. I loved American Idiot. That was pretty influential.
First Transplant CD.
Transplants are awesome. Yeah. Fuck, he gets down with some punk rock. Outcome the Wolves by Rancid. God, music, so good, so music good. Wild, man.
So good. Crazy thing about music, man, is musicals. And musicals make me want to try weird sex positions. And I know that's like a really awkward thing to tell people. But like Rent comes on and I'm like, yeah, I'll try the wheelbarrow. Or someone's like, hey, you want to see Cats? I'm like, nah, not really. But like maybe it's the whole cat pussy thing. But musicals, Wicked, makes me want to get into bondage. So something about musicals, man. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the whole South Park thing where, you know, it got in my head like, hey, you take a girl to a musical, they're going to give you a blowjob. But I'd say the last 12 years, anytime a musical comes up, I just automatically wonder what the Kama Sutra's thinking.
I fucking hate musicals. I was in Cats, actually. Fun fact about me. I was in Cats. And that's how I really want to talk about it.
Dude, that's coming out like real life movie, I think, soon.
I think it's already been a real life movie.
Really?
It's like the musical is on VHS. Like I remember watching the VHS to prepare for my part. It's a thing, let me tell you.
Dude, I got a VHS thing to blow your mind. Ready? I saw this thing on the internet that said, I'm so old, I remember watching Rugrats in Paris in an orange VHS tape.
Yeah, dude,
Good Burger was in orange, too.
Nickelodeon, dude. They knew what they were doing. They were the smartest marketing team ever back in the 90s. They were way before, like, they were way advanced for what they were putting out there for marketing content.
I mean, it's a shame you couldn't make a color DVD, man, but, like, I read that, and I just remembered it. It was, dude, that nostalgia.
Rugrats in Paris fucking sucked. The Rugrats movie that ruled was when they went to Vegas. Was it like I forgot what it was. You never saw that one?
No, I didn't even know that was a thing. I know they teamed up with the Wild Thornberries for a minute.
No, fuck that. No.
Dude, so, I saw a cosplay, though, of the teenage chick from Wild Thornberries, and I got
Debbie?
Excited. Yeah, I don't know her name. I got excited. Oh, her name was Debbie?
It was.
Debbie did for me, dude, because Debbie and Shameless is a bitch.
It was Debbie. I think it was just the Rugrats movie or Rugrats. Oh, fuck.
It could have been just the Rugrats movie.
But they go to Vegas, and I remember like specifically watching that as a kid, and I was like, "This is good." But I didn't really like the Rugrats in Paris shit. Anyway.
Yeah, that's banana lands. So if we got Theo coming up in a couple days. I know we talked about that last episode, but we've recorded since, and I'm fucking pumped for that still.
Theo Vaughn, for those of you that don't know what Theo is, I'm looking forward to that too. It's going to be a good time.
I'm going to steal. It's his bit, and it's a quick one. It's called Gay Chicken. And
oh God, I'm so sorry, everybody.
I'm not going to say it, but pretty much he tells everyone how he played a game called Gay Chicken as a kid where you hold your friend's pecker, and the first person to let go is gay, or if you get an erection, you're gay. But he tells it in that southern twang way that he tells stories, and it's fucking hysterical.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Yeah. Oh, man, I would love to be Theo Vaughn.
Be pretty fucking cool.
That would be pretty fucking cool. He's living the dream.
Yeah, I'm seeing Joker this weekend for sure, so we'll talk about that next episode.
Breaking Bad movie's coming out tomorrow. Yeah, today's Breaking Thursday. Bad. Coming out tomorrow, Friday the 11th, El Camino.
So we'll have watched that, and we'll be talking a little more movie-centric next episode. So we just recorded a couple days ago while getting this back going, so we don't really have a whole lot more to really dive into.
This is us. You guys watch This Is Us.
Are you up to date?
I'm up to date. Are you up to date?
I'm up to date.
We can talk about This Is Us. I don't really have anything prepared, but we can talk about This Is Us.
I'll tell you this. I'm liking how at the first episode, how they showed you all these fucking strangers. I got nervous, but now they're tying it back
cool.
in a good way. They're not forcing things.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler alerts, by the way. If you haven't seen This Is Us up until the third episode, just jump out. But I appreciate how they started it with Jack and Rebecca so that you knew what you were watching. Because otherwise, if they would have started it with Ozark, I would be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I would have thought it was like a ripoff.
Genius writing, though. How they tie it all back. Genius writing. I'm starting to agree with you on how Randall Pearson is the worst person ever.
Dude, I'll tell you what, man. A quick fuck, marry, kill of the Pearson kids. I'm going to fuck Kate. I'm going to marry Bond dude.
Kevin?
What's his name?
Kevin.
Kevin? I'm going to marry Kevin. Oh, God, being married to a guy named Kevin. That sucks. I'm going to kill Randall. Randall's not the hero, man. He's fucking wolf in sheep's clothing.
What was the Michael Scott quote where he's like,
if I had two bullets, Toby was in the room, and Osama bin Laden was in the room, I'd shoot Toby twice.
Osama bin Laden and Saddam, I'd shoot Toby twice. Oh, shit. That's how I feel like you are with Randall Pearson. And I'm starting to understand.
Man, he's super talented.
So ripped.
God, yeah, he's so handsome in that smile. But I think the character, dude, I think he's an asshole. Even as a kid,
pussy.
He's an asshole.
He's dude, a big pussy.
About him, man.
Well, and everything's so dramatic. Like, when he kisses his girls, he's like, you're all amazing. You're all wonderful. That's not life.
Him riding the bus with his daughter. You grew up in Pittsburgh, dude.
Deja.
You grew up in Steel City. And all of a sudden, you're scared of the bus.
Deja. And a Philly bus of all that. It's just a bunch of weirdos. No one's going to do anything.
It just everything's extra dramatic, dude. He's the type of dude who every time he shits, like, has to turn around and look at it and be like, my fiber was strong today.
I gotta say, though, my favorite storyline, because they always do like different storylines amongst the three, I'm really enjoying Kevin's and his sobriety attack. I think that's fun seeing him in Nikki. I'm enjoying that, especially when they just finished this one where they're in the AA meeting together and they all break out in laughter. That was cool. That made me cry.
I agree, dude. Especially real quick. I thought they forced Nikki in a little bit, and now it's starting to feel a little more natural.
I love that. Kate and Toby, that one's my second favorite. I love how they brought, first of all, to see that their kid becomes this like established singer, blind singer, Ray Charles fucking Stevie Wonder, let's go.
I think that was part of the show to establish he ends up as a success. So you're not caught up on feeling bad for the baby versus the situation. I think
that
was smart.
Great writing. Again, I love it.
My big homie Miguel. Dude, if you don't
throw
like
down
Miguel,
for Jack,
go fuck yourself.
I agree now.
Dude, he didn't touch Rebecca till years later. He tried being a good guy. Dude, they deserve to be happy.
Dude was going to quit his job for his dude that made a $20,000 mistake.
A $20,000 mistake back then.
Oh,
that's like,
fuck. That's like a lot of money today.
That's like all Mexico's worth.
Oh, don't start that. So, anyways, he was doing that. And I fucking was like, oh. See, because you predicted this. It's like you foreshadowed all this because you said how much you hate Randall Pearson. I didn't agree with you then. I do now. And how Miguel was like the undersung hero. And I was like, he's annoying. You're right. You know your TV. You know your cinema. I will never argue again. That's a lie.
Yeah, that's bullshit. That's This Is Us talk. And we'll probably continue that because whatever. It's This Is Us for dudes. Whatever. Tell your friends.
Great show. If you don't watch This Is Us, fuck you.
Yeah, seriously.
If you don't cry to This Is Us, fuck you.
Oh, dude. So much crying.
I've cried it every single episode.
Sometimes it's what you got to do. All right. I think that's our episode. We appreciate you guys watching/listening. Tell your friends. #, if you're responding to us or posting anything. Check out our new Spotify playlist. We're looking forward to it. We're going to add to it. We'll be back next week. Unless somebody, I don't know, falls off.
Want to do it.
Pretty
that could happen too. Hey, you want to record? I don't know.
Pretty much. All right, guys, make good choices.
I'm